I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Rose Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tommy Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, Turn It Up Fridays, or Wild Out Friday. Shit, it's one of the two. Thank God it's Friday. How about that? Okay, let me go ahead and just break it down to y'all. I am having technical difficulties with my computer. I logged off, and I logged back on, and I'm waiting for it to come up. Story of my life. I know. It's got to get better. So, I'm working with that right now, so just bear with me. I hope everybody had a wonderful week. My week was awesome. We had a great show Tuesday night with Iron Sheik, and I really enjoyed Ashton being back. Diesel had some things going on, and he wasn't able to make it. So, you know, we was cool with that. So, tonight is going to be a couple of new songs broke. I'm breaking some records tonight. Yeah. I like breaking records. You just never know who might hear it and what, how it may help the artist. So I'm going to forever, you know, be down for the little people or the independent people, as I call them, because you just never know. I don't like people to be down for me, and I have a lot of people down for me. Shout out to the Fleet DJs. They showed me so much love on Twitter today. I was at work, so I couldn't really play with them. But, you know, it's all good. I'm going to get some of them on here, and we're going to turn it up even more. Live DJ mixes. You know how we do. That's what we're going to do. So, I had asked a question last week. I'm talking to Miss Boss Lady, and it was basically, I was asking her and her friends, would they fuck a transvestite? Imagine if the transvestite had a big dick. And some people was like, no. Some people was like, yeah. Some people was like, thinking about it. And to me, it was very, very funny. Because a lot of people do shit in the dark, knowing that if it don't come to light, you know, it's all good. But, you know, to each his own. I can't see myself fucking with no training. Either you're going to fuck with one or the other. It's not going to be both. It's like, you know, fucking with half man, half animal. You either going to fuck an animal or you're going to fuck a man. And that's how I look at things. I mean, whether it's right or wrong, who's to say? That's why the world is so different, because everyone is entitled to their own opinion. So, here I am, and my fucking computer is really tripping. Let me see if I can, damn, it won't even let me go to Chrome, I swear. My computer be acting all good in the daytime, but as soon as that motherfucker know I'm about to do a radio show, it's still acting crazy. But I mean, I feel like it ain't even my computer fault. Computer was made by a man. So had it been made by a woman, at least once a month, that motherfucker acts up and it would be predictable when we're on our period. So, you know, I don't know what the hell. I'm trying to get this shit to come on, because if it come on, then I can go ahead and play some of my music. But, you know, in the meantime, I guess you guys gotta listen to me for, And you listen to me, it's not that bad. I mean, I can't listen to myself, but a lot of people can listen to me. So what I'm gonna do is fucking reboot the computer. I'm trying to wait and see. Okay. All right, so there we go. We're back. Okay, so now I can go ahead and start breaking in some new music. Let's see what we got going on. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do Count It Up. Or are we? Let me see. Let me see, what do I want to play? Shit. I'm not really sure what the hell I want to play today. But whatever it is, it's going to be something. I'm good. Hey, Ashton.
Hey, lady, how you doing?
Hey, I remember your new number.
Great. Oh, so what's going on tonight?
Girl, just chilling, wondering, would you fuck a transvestite?
Of course I would.
Really?
Yeah, just to see what it's like. Try the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds?
A man wanting to be a woman and a woman wanting to be a man.
See, I don't know, because that's like really out there. That is really stuff. That's some experimental shit.
It's weird. I'm on that. On some drug that they haven't invented yet type weird.
Oh, wow. Because today, somebody on BBM sent me a message about a friend that they have, and her husband sleeps with transvestites, and she knows about it. She came home one day and caught them in the bed together. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. It's not going down like that.
So she caught the transvestite and her husband in bed together?
Mm-hmm.
What did she do?
Nothing. She lets him do what
nothing?
He do. I mean, for me, it's like double standards because, okay, if you're a transvestite and you're fucking a woman, it's like, okay, cool. You know, y'all both can rub titties or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You sticking your dick in the right hole. But if you're a trans and you fucking with a dude, it's two dudes fucking with each other. I don't give a fuck about the breast implants, the hormones, and none of that.
Exactly.
So, I couldn't sit there and ask a man would they fuck with a transvestite, because that wasn't going to go down. The motherfuckers would have been feeling some type of way.
Most of them would be like, hell no, you know that already.
Yeah, they would feel disrespected. They would feel like I tried them, and in a way I probably would have. I'd be like, well, I mean, I'm just saying, I was just curious. I just wanted to know what I could try. I just wanted to know how far I could push you and how far I couldn't push you. I mean, no disrespect. It's not like I pulled my dildo out and stuck it in your butt.
Right. But you know, you'll be surprised how many people like that and act like they don't.
You and that damn Android.
I love it. And you know, as crazy as that, I was going to get the, I think that's the Q10 this week, but I'm going to wait until my next paycheck and get it. Don't worry, I'll be back.
I don't even know if I want you back.
Oh, somebody is throwing shade. Stop it. You know you miss me. I miss BBM. It's so addictive. But, you know, they had a sale. Spring had a sale, so I had to grab the sale.
And what kind of sale did they have?
So buy one, get one free.
What?
Yeah, they had it was up until the 15th. Buy one, get one free.
Where was this at?
On Sprint.
Wow. Man, that's only if you gotta open up another line of service. I can only have two lines with some bitches, so I couldn't do it.
Right.
Traitor.
Because you needed another line and you would have to trade in one of the phones. Or upgrade. So I'm gonna be a trader until I get the BlackBerry chalk.
Of course.
Okay. I guess I have to deal with it. I guess I have to be the traitor.
Oh, now you want to be on Instagram and shit, posting pictures of the fucking city.
Listen.
I'm just upset with you right now.
Why?
Listen,
how am I a traitor? Aren't you on Instagram?
I have an iPhone.
Oh, okay. So I was supposed to get the iPhone, and then I wouldn't get so much slack. Is that what you're saying?
No. You were supposed to get the BlackBerry first, and then any other phone is secondary.
Okay.
BlackBerry is primary. BlackBerry comes before any other phone.
Right. Duly noted. I guess I'll just have to be on punishment until I get the BlackBerry.
You know what? I don't even want to talk to you today. I'm just
awesome.
You know what? I'm getting ready to surprise you right now. I'm going to really surprise you right now. So don't scream in my ear. So we're going to go into our music set. And tonight is breaking new music. So I ain't even going to tell y'all the name of these songs till after they come out, after I finish playing them. Well, the song, going to hear it. Here it goes. Damn it. Hold on. Man. Oh, here we go.
Hey. Young polar bear, Hefner's bitch.
Representing Carolina, hell of liquor, marijuana. You can try us if you wanna. No, we keep them pistols on us. Get somebody light it up. Might be high, but not like us. Popping bottles, pulling up. Easy six, going up.
Thought this one right here, the hot shit. Like grandpa, there's something to rock with. I'm hot, sitting inside the cockpit. Well, I got my little J's up on top of it. Got my eyes open wide for the bullshit. Every hit on this radar like a mule kick. I'm a nuisance, nothing to fool with. White and white, selling 40, call it cool whip. Catch this bullet any second. No, I'm not a killer, but I'm blaming on the weapon. No, I'm not a psycho, but I'm blaming on the liquor. Muffle on the gun instead of stops and all the whispers. Die now, motherfucker, you ain't never been to get to why now, motherfucker. This is more than just hip hop. This that, shut the fuck up or get shot.
Representing Carolina, hell of liquor, marijuana. You can try us if you wanna. No, we keep them pistols on us. Get somebody light it up. Might be high, but not like us. Popping bottles, pulling up. Easy six, going up.
Let me help you make a shit hot. Grab your clothes and lighter, bring your notebook up. Kick rocks. Slide your head into the slip knot. Hang by your neck till you hear that fucking shit pop. But there's an automatic rewind. Bet you don't recite in the lyrics just three times. Then you start jabbing your man like you hear what he said. Hold up, hear it again. Wordplay like kids at recess. My talent DMX, that vocal reflex. And your throat like V-neck. Gun bust quicker than niggas at D-Z-E. Back in your ass like OG. Hard to stuff a bomb already exploding. Have you destroyed this no thing? I guess you find out when you find when you're voting.
Representing Carolina, hell of liquor, marijuana. You can try us if you wanna. No, we keep them pistols on us. Get somebody light it up. Might be high, but not like us. Popping bottles, pulling up. Easy six, going up.
This shit I suck like a Hoover Deluxe. So many crooked niggas in the world. Who do I trust? My word in my nut. Niggas tell me who do you bust? You don't know what do you losing your guts. 45, we losing you up. I thought you knew you fucking dudes to get touched. Why you chilling, trying to cruise in your truck? Let me tell you about the tools that I touch. I got a chainsaw, train bag, shovel in the back of the trunk. That's next to the coat. Pound of smoke, two slits, blood trains right around your throat. Now I mean, ease is the man who's hitting you. This 16 is for the Hefner's listeners. Spitting sickly, you're having these to the death of me. Niggas wanna start beef, here's a recipe. Let that make straight up and you done. Think I was playing golf, I'm for the hole in one.
Representing Carolina, hell of liquor, marijuana. You can try us if you wanna. No, we keep them pistols on us. Get somebody light it up. Might be high, but not like us. Popping bottles, pulling up. Easy six, going up.
Ooh, PK.
Popping bottles every night,
night.
Leave the club, hit the block every night,
night. Ay.
Cause we living that life,
that life.
Ay. Cause we bout that life.
They got me back loading up on my 4-4 with my locs is run around loco. They chop a gram and then Instagram and I strike a pose for that po-po. I show them the pretty white, then I move the pretty white. And I already moved about 9 of them, so I'ma make it an early night. My nigga, they don't cook or bake it, they microwave it. That's the only Instagram they know. Niggas say they living back in 88. All these cops is on the payroll. Hell no, it ain't like that. We just get it and flipping like that. That's why we paying them tickets like that. And fucking all y'all nigga bitches like that. Shit, no nigga, no way to wipe that. Matter of fact, bitch, don't wipe that. Leave it on them, they don't like that. The hand that feeds you, you don't bite that. Bentley coupe, I just cop that. My mama asked me where the pop at. I left it back up at the dealership, and I'ma get it later when I come back. Let's go.
Popping bottles every night,
night.
Leave the club, hit the block every night,
night. Ay.
Cause we living that life,
that life.
Ay. Cause we bout that life,
that life. Ay.
What you want, what you need,
what you need.
I can get it, I can bring you up to speed,
up to speed. Ay.
Cause we living that life,
that life.
Ay. cause we bout that life.
Nigga,
that
I'm hammered up, 4-5. Used to his blood soaked dry. Yeah. Fuck niggas, they pussy niggas. I stick a dick and they choke shot. My diamonds fuck up the forecast. Turn June into January. Turn goons into animals. Give your bitch an obituary. I'm round around in that coupe shit. Two door, no roof shit. Go past your baby mama. Now she my new bitch. I rap hood of rhyming in a major way. Nina blacker than Macy Gray. Shoot jump shots, no fade away. I got money on his head on layaway. I make it rain on Labor Day. Fuck a different bitch day to day. Me and Limp is like Snoop and Dre. Ghost and Ray, my ghost is gray. Black interior, chrome rims. Hood and rhyming, we zone in. Fuck the plan, we grown men. They swagger jacking, they cloning, huh?
Popping bottles at night. Leave the club, hit the block at night. Cause we living that life. Ay, cause we bout that life. What you want, what you need. I can get it, I can bring you up to speed. Cause we living that life. Ay, cause we bout that life.
Damn, they still hating still. Mad cause I made it.
Yep.
Ride around in my drop top. He still riding that blazer. Cock lick from a cop bitch. Gon' get out, bitch, taser. Niggas be thinking they safe at home. See that home invasion?
Nope.
R.E. D-boy, big B's boy, and I'm a D-boy.
Yes.
I'm in the cuts of Akilo.
Yes.
Started off from a keyboard.
Yes.
Money coming in by the boat low. Driven here looking like a snow cone. Got three homes and I own those.
Yep.
Now y'all know where y'all hoes go. Elevators and escalators. Bring a nigga up to the fourth floor. Ocean view, Jersey Shore. Banging out your dirty hole. If I buy five, you gon' throw me two.
Yep.
Doctor, copy cool. Copy that. I'll be back. Meet me right here around 2. And I'll be ready for round 2.
Yeah.
Show you motherfuckers how them pounds move. Cause they don't want a gun, make it sound proof.
Blow your motherfucking brains out.
We do drive-bys, we do walk-ups. My HE was so bossed up.
Yeah.
This lean and got me so tossed up. I was driving home and got lost. Fuck.
Yeah.
Popping bottles at night. Leave the club, hit the block at night. Cause we living that life. Ay, cause we bout that life.
Ay,
what you want, what you need. I can get it, I can bring you up to speed.
Ay,
cause we living that life. Ay, cause we bout that life.
Then don't even call. I'm on my coon shit. Nigga, fuck y'all. control that you ever think you know. Ever roll with a nigga like me. Like me. We patrol money, cash, and hoes. You ain't never know you was rolling with a nigga like me.
Nigga like me.
Like me.
Like me. Look, pain felt, you too emotional for that life. Heartless nigga, these hoes fiendin', they get no pipe. Too much money on the line, nigga, roll the dice. Fuck showing love, gotta pay me full price. Feeling like LeBron while he in his prime. Niggas hating, let me shine. I'm working to make mine. I'm up, up, and away. And I don't think I'm coming back. Fuck friends, we bout ends. Go find a bank and tell them that. Gossip, I'm never in it. Like everything when it's vintage. Just fuck them, the windows tinted. They hate, they can't see a thing. That's they fault though, they walk slow. My shoes look too clean, ho. Said she wanna be with me. Man, what the fuck she mean, no. Man, these hoes tripping. Why they acting crazy? Yesterday they ain't know your name, today is baby. But it's cool, I might like what I never had. The past, I can't get it back, living like every day my last.
I'm on the go, niggas all out of control. Did you ever think you know, ever roll with a nigga like me? Like me. We patrol money, cash, and hoes. You ain't never know you was rolling with a nigga like me. Like me.
Like me.
Music set. First song was Representing Carolina, Mel Easy. Then the second one was Same Night, Dragon featuring Mr. Lent. And the last one was Sexy as Diesel, Lil Rue, and Dizzy. And speaking of Diesel, how you doing?
You ain't catch me talking all that shit, did you?
Now, what was you saying?
Hello? I was talking shit. You didn't catch that, did you?
Now, what you say?
I said, you ain't hearing me. What's happening in Chocolate City? What's going on? What the hell y'all laughing at already? I ain't even saying nothing.
You did say something. It's what you not saying. We want to know what shit you was talking.
I can't hear. Hold on. I can't hear. We had Charlie Baltimore's birthday party.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. That's us. So we having some family shit. We had the crib. We had one of the houses. Getting fucked up, big time. You hear? How they keep getting louder. Huh?
Oh, for my birthday. I get some kind of special treatment from Detroit.
When your birthday?
February 3rd.
Oh, shit. Can you be, you 6 months away? Nah, shit. Can you be 90 days away before you get to talk about special shit from Detroit? No, Charlie, they're here now. She's practically a Detroiter.
Oh, okay. She's special.
What's going on?
Nothing. You know what? This is so funny because check it. Okay, I work at Verizon, right? So I deal with the prepaid people, right? So I deal with prepaid customers, right? So this dude calls in from Detroit.
Hold on. Help me understand the prepaid shit.
People that's not on a contract, they pay as they go.
Okay, got you. I'm not slow no more. What's happening? This girl is talking so fucking loud, and I'm trying to. Baby, I can't hear. Hold on, I'm about to slide this way. Jesus. And her voice is carrying to the street. You hear it, don't you?
No, I hear you. You funny.
Yeah, okay. I'm back the way up now. So the prepaid boogie meister.
Yeah, so he calls in. And he's from Detroit, right? And
ooh.
Then it's like we talking, and I'm like, oh, Detroit. I'm like, I know about Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I got people up there. And so, like, oh, wow. I'm like, yeah, I bet you didn't think that when you called Verizon to check on your minutes, I was going to put you up on game. I'm like, yeah, Detroit know about me.
Well, I know you didn't.
Mommy, I didn't check Mommy at work, though.
You said what?
I didn't say check Mommy at work.
Ooh,
yeah, I mean, I ain't come out and be like, yeah, man, you know, ask people about Chalk Mommy. No, I didn't say that.
Right.
Yeah. I was professional.
You're supposed to always be professional.
Man, look.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you, I did this interview / I don't know what the fuck this was on Wednesday. And it was somebody, I'm not gonna say any names or call out anybody, but I had to do another internet radio show, and it was a sex talk show, and it was like, you know what I'm saying, it was supposed to be that type of shit. And it really sucked for two whole hours. Like, it really sucked. And gave me a new appreciation for Chocolate City Radio, because motherfuckers just don't know what the fuck they doing. I hate people, you know. Can y'all hear me clearly, or am I breaking up, or what?
We can hear you. You good?
You know what I hate? And this for black people. I'm speaking to my people now. I know we talk about sex a lot on this show. And we're going to get to that. But I need, if you listening, under the sound of my fucking voice, if you go to work every day and you hate your job, and you ready to quit your job, and you want to quit your job, and you complain about your job, and it's something that you like to do, love to do, supposed to be doing, it's time for us to start channeling what the fuck we're supposed to be doing as opposed to what the fuck we want to be doing. Because people get caught in the wrong lane, and it's a disaster. Like, I didn't want to be disrespectful, because the person that hooked me up with this person is good people. So when I got on the show with this person, I'm there representing the bridge. You know what I'm saying? I'm there representing the person that got me on the, you know what I'm saying, got me on the show. So, and vice versa. And like, this person, I had no idea what they were doing as far as hosting the radio show. Like, nothing. Like, we were on hold, and the girls asked me, so what you want to talk about? And I'm like, this your fucking show. What you mean what I want to talk about? And right. So I really want people to, and I ain't dissing, I ain't fronting on nobody, nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. I stuck it out. I thugged it out. I did the whole 2 fucking hour show. No problem. We even turned it into, you know, something interesting. And I gave her a little game to build off of it, and I hope she fucking apply it. But, you know, for the most part, you know, we on hold. She like, for the most part, I don't even really feel like doing this shit. And I just feel like, why waste your time and everybody's time? But, you know, because she had people listening to her.
Damn.
So, she had people listening to her. And like, I just really feel like, man, people need to get in where, you know, not get in where you fit in. Get in where you fucking belong. You know what I'm saying? You know whether you're good at something or not. Quit doing shit because you think it's easier, because you see other people doing it and you feel like, okay, I can do that. Find who the fuck you are. Find who, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, you supposed to be doing. Everybody, it's people that love to serve, and those are the people that's supposed to serve. It's people that love to be neat and keep neat. So those are the people who's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? It's people that know how to rap. It's people that know how to love to sing. Is that, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just got in their space where the fuck they were supposed to be. The world would be a much better place. And that's Diesel's public service announcement for the fucking weekend. Get in your fucking space and ride the wave. shit. Everybody ain't meant to be fucking rich. And Big Head done walked up on me like a 5-year-old with his hand out, like, let me see. He want to talk. He don't know we on speakerphone.
So, feel better when the phone in your hand, though.
This nigga is literally trying to grab my phone. Hold on. Hold on. Chai.
Hi, Big Head.
What up, dog?
How both the heads doing?
Hold on, being that you called the other one little last week, I wouldn't ask about it if I was you.
She'll never know.
She'll never know. You sure about that?
Hey, I'm so serious though. I'm drawing up a proposal for that movie for you.
What movie? Hold up. I am not doing a movie with Itty Tyson.
Hold on, Chai. Listen. When they brought this shit to me a few days ago, I really didn't want to talk to him about it. I really didn't want no business with it. I didn't. But see, they talking to real people, Chuck, who can fund it. You know, and I don't know, it ain't about what the situation is, you know what I'm saying? It's about that motherfucking cake. You already a freak.
We're gonna get you some moonshine.
Yeah, you already a freak. We figured,
no, what you drinking? No, it wasn't 1800, it was
What was you drinking in
with the side guy, Burger King?
What was you drinking, Chuck, down in Fayetteville?
I had brought a half a
gallon of Sky Vodka, and then when I ran into you, you dumped a big ass cup of Grey. You know, you gave me a big ass.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Listen, I got to do something real quick. But this is what we gonna do, Chai, for the fuck of it, if you don't mind. Hello, Roscoe, come here. Okay, we about to do the Ghoul Squad takeover of the Chocolate City Radio Show, and I need you to come up with 4 questions for these 4 gentlemen. I got Big Head, I got my little brother DJ Thriller. You ain't never met Thriller, he's a swell guy. I got Roscoe right here, and I got my nephew Jay Les, nephew/little brother. So, Jay Lesh is going to go first. I'm going to give you a little background on the homie. He a motherfucking player. Listen. They lining up for this hostage. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to put your skill to the test as a radio show host, a sex talk radio show host, because I done clown home girl. I ain't call her out. So let's see what you got, spur of the moment, spontaneous. That's what freak shit is, right? Spontaneous, right?
Of course.
Okay, well, listen, Jay Les, we about to piece this show together so sweet. Watch this. What you got to ask Jay Les? I'm standing right here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to comment, but we about to do this just like this. Go ahead. What you got for Jay Les, Chop?
Come on, Chop.
Jay Les.
Give me something good.
Would you let a chick kiss on you?
Say that again.
Would you let a chick piss on you?
What? Hell no. What would I let a chick? Huh?
Hey, DJ Thriller said he would.
I mean, there was something.
Okay, would you let a guy pee on you?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hold on.
R. Kelly picked
hey,
up somebody.
Hey, was you ever... Hey, Chalk, this is Big Head. Were you able to ever track down any of them niggas that you sucked off with the Pop Rocks?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I sure did, but I don't know if his phone is still out of order because he hit me up on Skype this week. Matt said...
Hey, look, check it out. This DJ Thriller. Fire away any question you want to ask me.
I'm going to let you have DJ Thriller. I'm going to let you have DJ Thriller. Go into your questions of goodies, girl. Dig deep and get him.
Come on with it.
How many assholes have you licked?
Whoa. Oh my God. Do you want me to be honest? How honest do you want me to be? On the scale of the damn DJ is speaking right now. Do you want me to be honest on the scale of 1 to 10? How honest do you want me to be?
You have to be very honest.
We want you to keep honest.
You want me to be honest? Okay, I'm going to tell you, by mistake, I don't know. But as many as I know, about 17.
We got an ass licker on the phone.
Oh, yeah, you got a booty licker on the phone, for sure.
Hold on, Chuck.
Girls love their ass licker.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
You know, Patron is ass lick fuel.
Huh?
You know, Patron is ass lick fuel.
I don't drink Patron.
You lick ass? If you down there serving and you get down below the bar, you just getting that gooch?
See, what happens is I'm celibate, so I don't do anything.
No, that ain't what I fucking asked you. You celebrate my ass. I said, when you down there and you getting your service on, and you down there and getting that gooch, do you play Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat in the fiddle?
You know what? I cannot tell a lie. You feel me? I'm gonna keep it all the way high. When I'm in my freaky mood and I'm making a nigga wanna think about some shit, I'm gonna tap it.
I hang with a group of retards, by the way, child. I'm trying to do the damn show. They get in a full blown opposing conversation standing right here. I can't hear shit. Now you say you do when you get in that gooch, you go on ahead and give it up to the goat.
You know, only if I'm proving a point. If I'm going to turn him out and fuck up his world, be like, Plies, fuck up your whole life, oh yeah, he might get it. Because I know he ain't expecting it, and then he going to think about what really happened.
So you play around with the stink now?
Yeah, actually, I'm trying to find somebody that's going to let me use my toy on them. Y'all down?
Oh, no.
You trying to find some bullshit now.
No. You might like it.
What?
And see, you might I didn't say what kind of toy. I just said a toy. Remember?
No, it's not about to be no toy.
Yeah,
not gonna be no toy.
They like the vibrator, not for penetration, but like if you leave.
Don't no nigga want no vibrator by his ass either.
Listen, I'm talking. If you leave the vibrator like on your clit while they're inside, they love that.
Right, you leave the vibrator on your clit while they.
Well,
that ain't nowhere near his ass. That shouldn't be a problem.
That's what I'm saying. So if a female want to use a toy, why are you straight up against it? You need to, like, be open
to
that.
If you're going to change the subject and talk about using toys or something else, you got to pause because we were talking about assholes. And then she just went into toys. So you got to put something in between that to make a nigga think you're not talking about his asshole.
If you like your asshole lick, you might like the vibrator on it.
I never said I like my asshole lick.
I said it. I never said you did.
Hold on. Chuck, do I got somebody to fight? Is that what it's all about?
You want to fight? No,
you don't got to fight. Here go a good question for Diesel. Now, everybody knows that I have a sex toy sponsor. And
no, I didn't know that. Who is it?
I'm Nights of Erotica, and then I got another sponsor, G-Spot Lollipop. It's like a little instrument that makes you squirt for females.
Send me some promo shit, nah.
Oh, this is right up your alley. Now, Diesel, no disrespect, but then again, shit, it's me talking. When you was on stage in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and you grabbed your crotch, you grabbed more than a handful. So there is this thing. It's this toy, and it's not really a toy. It's a kit, and it's called Mold a Willy. So in other words, it's making a mold of your dick. So would you be down to making a mold of your dick and sending one to me and sending one to Ashton so we can see if it's really more than a handful?
How much am I getting paid for my dick mold to go out into the universe?
Well, see, we gotta examine it and make sure it's good quality, right?
Y'all might as well just say these until you come fuck us both. I'm not putting my dick in no toy box. For no fucking mold, and I ain't getting paid for it. They don't tell her how many of my dicks been sent out.
No, see.
You send me a check and a contract to say only two copies gonna be made, then we gonna do two copies. I got you.
But. You know what he said? He said he might as well just go ahead and fuck both of us. He rather that.
I said you might as well ask me that.
Oh, okay. Well, Diesel, you want to fuck me?
Listen, how much I'm gonna get paid? How much am I getting paid to be a fucking fuck test dummy?
Okay. I wouldn't call it being a fucking test dummy.
Yeah, because you're trying to get my dick made into a mold for a toy. And then now you talking about me fucking both of y'all. So I'm wondering how much I'm getting paid. Either way, I need to get paid.
You told us to ask you. You said y'all might as well.
I said you might as well. I didn't say tell you. I didn't tell you to ask me that.
You know, might as well in my eyes is you might as well ask the question. Go ahead.
I don't even really want to do that to y'all, man. I don't even want to do that to y'all. Y'all be on the radio stuttering and mumbling and all that every time my name get mentioned.
We can come to Detroit and make it a live radio event. What is you talking about? What is you saying?
Big head Hefner still on the UN50 Tyson.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He campaigning heavy for that.
Why is he campaigning heavy for that, Ashton? Would you make... Okay, how much money are we talking? Okay, let me back up.
Big head, you officially a retard. Hello, what's your name?
How much money are we talking?
You keep walking up on me holding alternate conversations like I ain't on the radio.
Okay,
Hello?
How much money we talking?
What did you say?
How much money we talking?
How much money they talking for her to fuck 50 Tyson, big head? How much money they talking about for her to fuck 50 Tyson? He said, what's the name of your price?
Oh, my God.
No. Now you stop. Now, child, don't. Now, listen. Don't get yourself into something you can't get out of. Now, you done been told to name your price. Don't get it fucked up.
I mean, I'm just speaking about the act. I don't honestly think, and I mean, that might fuck my career up.
Do not do it.
Hey, no, wait a minute. What fuck videos you got out?
Huh?
What fuck videos he got out?
He don't got none, but take a look at me.
There it is, girl. There go your ticket right there. Fuck the chick. You gonna go to a whole nother level. You can capitalize off of. They can't say you don't want to make no money.
What am I supposed to tell my kids?
They
gonna like, mommy, really? Did you?
I'm gonna give. Hold on here. Shit, big head.
Let's get this money, baby.
Might as well get this money. Ain't no sense of running from it.
Big head, why are you so hell bent on this?
Because I'm telling you, it's a fucking gold mine. How much is it going to take to keep this shit going, man?
Okay, you got to tell me, why is it such a gold mine? Why are you so behind this?
Because 50 Tyson is an internet sensation right now. Because I'm telling you, it's so. Oh my God, I'm telling you. How much is it going to cost, Chop? That's all I need to know. How much is it going to cost so I can get you the money on?
Me
That's all my people waiting on is the number. That's all I need is the number.
It's a lot of shit I got to take into consideration.
You give me a price, I'm sending you a contract the next day.
Oh, my God.
I'm sending you a contract and a deposit.
I've never seen you like this before, big head.
Huh?
I've never seen you like this.
Shit, I like money.
Man, I fucked that boy. I ain't ever going to be able to get rid of him.
Listen. It's all about that paper. We'll take care of the rest. Let me deal with that. All I need you to do is agree
okay,
to it and give me a price.
Okay, so you and Skull, y'all gonna handle that.
Yeah, we got you. All you got to do is name your price.
Oh, my God.
Well, seriously.
Okay, so $15,000, how that sound?
No.
And
how
long is this movie
going to
be?
Hey, come on, man. You going to do the damn movie or not,
man?
I'd have gave you a price.
It's not like
scary. It's not like scary shit to me, too, cuz. Oh, shout out to my nigga Scotty Mac, too. He listening on at work. Tell everybody in the rug room. I said, what up, though? He been texting me the whole time and shit. Hey, I'm going ahead. I'm going to tell America, Chalk Mommy's scared to do this porno. She don't want to make no money.
I'm scared of that wine.
Yeah. That's what's going to fuck around and happen. That nigga PG says he's going to fuck around and put that slang down. He's going to smash it and bang it.
Oh, my God.
He's going to do that retarded monkey fucking. You ain't going to know what to do.
You're going to be the one that can't get rid of it.
She gonna
get
the motherfucker. She gonna be the one singing.
Right.
She gonna be doing YouTube videos about 50 Tyson. Come on, I hit it first.
Scotty, help me.
What up, y'all? What's poppin', y'all?
What's up, man?
Shit, nigga, I'm in the crib cracking the fuck up, nigga. I'm finna head to the store right now. Look, Chop, go ahead and take that $15,000 and do that shit, man. Like, real talk, you know what I mean? $15,000 sound good. Do that shit, I'm telling you, man. All right, Chop, take that money.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mac, what you think, man? I think she's scared, cuz.
Who?
I think Chalk's scared, cuz. She's scared. I think 50 gonna put that smash down on her, cuz, and she ain't gonna be able to handle it.
Hey, cuz, I think 50 gonna fuck around, beat that thing up so good that she gonna love him.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she gonna be the one on YouTube singing.
Right.
Right. Come on, she hit it first, Mac.
Right. Right. Hell yeah.
Ashton? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Ashton, you know what?
Oh, Ashton on the line too, huh? What up,
hey,
Ashton?
Hey, Ashton, what you think,
no,
Ashton? Would you do it?
No, sir. I would not fuck 50 Tyson for $15,000.
You wouldn't do that?
I mean, come on, man. Hey, let's be honest. $15,000 wouldn't change your life right now.
No.
Come on, 15,000 and how many downloads do you anticipate
to get off of that? Chalk Mommy and 50 Tyson.
Millions. I mean, I'm saying, I told her to name her price. She wouldn't give me one, so I gave her one.
Okay,
it's up for her to accept the decline. I mean, everything is negotiable. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is give me a number.
Man, I'm about to go in this store. Hey, dighead, dig this. I'm about to go in this store, and I'm about to ask these motherfuckers in the store, what y'all pay for 50 types in porno? Watch this. I'm pulling in the store right now, my nigga. Hold on. I'm pulling this bitch right now. Hold on. I'm about to pull in this bitch.
That's all
hold
I'm saying, though.
They gonna be like, who?
Hey, just so y'all know, this is
hey,
the
let
power
me ask y'all a question, man.
Event,
do y'all know who 50 Tyson is? Okay, now would you pay for a porno of 50 Tyson? Would you pay to watch a porno of 50 Tyson? What? You wouldn't pay for it? What if he was fucking like a badass bitch? Okay, how much? I don't know. Let's say we slam at this for like $8. Would you buy it? Yeah. You would buy it? All right, Chuck, why you bullshit going in for 50? Damn, I just heard it from the niggas next to me.
Oh, no. That man said he was, you need to find somebody who they want to see fucking.
It don't
he
matter.
Said,
I'm
just
telling
you,
listen, it's not who it is. It's just how you push it. I'm telling you that. The promotion
marketing
the shit even take place
is
gonna be so scandalous, cuz imagine how many hey listen, right now, any of the listeners right now, can y'all call in right now and give y'all opinion on whether or not y'all wanna see your 50 Tyson and
Chalk Mommy porno. I just went to the store, man. I just seen two motherfuckers I don't know and
that's all I need.
Man.
Come on, call in. Hey, where big homie at from where was homie from last time I was over here? New York?
Yes. I'll
ask
in the chat room.
I'm still trying to buy no computer so I can go check the chat room on my goddamn phone.
Shit, I'm finna get in the chat room in a minute, cuz. As soon as I hear
from I'm just trying to see what's popping. I'm asking America. America, help me out, man. We're trying to get this girl some money. I'm trying to make some money. Everybody going to be happy. 50 Tyson going to be happy, too. He's going to be extra. He's going to get some money, and he's going to get the pussy he want.
You know?
Oh, my God. Okay.
The fucking American dream.
I'm going to pose this question on BBM.
Follow my show with up.
Boy, yeah, you crazy as hell, man.
I mean, I'm just, hey, on some real shit, I done talked to Eric. I didn't went to my OGs already. Like, man, I got this idea.
Hey, Chuck, you can make some. I'm telling you, look, I'm in the store right now. Okay, now I was just outside.
Hey, Matt, she don't want to make no money.
Yeah, she scared of money.
I'm taking just like this, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, I'm going to let it go for tonight. Y'all go in here and ask the chat room and all that good shit. But I'm telling you now, every show, and listen, I'm telling you now, every show I'm calling in and I'm bringing it up. Watch.
Listen, in the chat room, they're saying I should do it for 20 racks, and I am talent agent
the gold mine.
Yeah, man.
We can work out the distribution.
Hey, man, you know who 50 Tyson is, man? You never heard of 50 Tyson?
Oh, this guy, he never heard of
him. Yes.
Hey, Chuck, how about five bears to get started and then a percentage of the distribution?
Right now,
we're just
looking at you. You said
five bears to get started, and then no, I'm saying that's your now, and then you get up. We'll come up with, you know what I'm saying, we can negotiate a percentage of the distribution.
Yeah,
every copy sold, you're getting ends on it. I ain't stingy. It's all of you.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't have a song to get into the marinade.
Let me tell you this, though. Hey, Matt, check this one out. Hey, Chuck.
I mean,
Chuck.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
The fact that you can't give me a definite no means that you're willing to do it. So why not get the money?
That way.
We don't even know if 50 Tyson want to do that.
Oh, he'll do it. We all know that.
Oh,
that ain't even a fucking question.
He'll do it
for $5.
Oh, you must ain't seen the YouTube joint. You ain't seen the YouTube video?
I'm trying.
He went on to my social parody page, went crazy.
Yeah, the nigga said he wanted to do a porno with Chuck. So what's up?
Wait, what? I missed that one. What happened? Where they do that at?
What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck.
I'm
going to turn the phone back over to Diesel.
Hey, Chuck. Right. Let me ask you this. Chuck, mommy, let me ask you this. This Mac, let me ask you this.
All right. Big head down, romancing you.
Hey, Chuck, you hear me?
Yes.
Look, big head done romancing you.
What up, Diesel? What up, Diesel? This Mac. What's good, baby?
What up, Chuck?
This Scotty Mac. What's up, baby?
Slow motion, man. Slow motion right now.
Yeah. Now, Chuck, you know you love me. You got love for me, and we got a lot of plans. Go ahead and do that porno so we can do all our motherfucking plans. Now, quit playing.
Oh, no.
What happened now? I'm loving it. Get me in the loop, because Big Head really took my phone and really was cuffing it. So I don't know.
The Goon Squad has decided to bring Big Head up on cuffing charges because he's been getting his cuff on for the past month. Like,
yeah,
it's been really visible. It's been really visible and noticeable. How when the female come around, he get his cuff on. So we're going to have to bring him up on charges, and we'll keep the station posted on the cuffing charges, definitely.
Oh, my God. Everybody is like, yes, like, do it.
Do it.
Yes,
Try to do that shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Fucking do it.
They done talked you into it, Chuck. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. Fuck it.
It's gonna be
worth it.
You all been
wrong?
Oh, okay. I'm here.
This is bigger than y'all expected. This is gonna be bigger than y'all expected. I'm telling you.
Exactly.
You said what?
This is gonna be bigger than y'all expected. I'm telling you.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Shit. Look like that's where we going. My bad. There's a little activity going on.
party look like it's changing venues.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, then we about to go to the strip club, look like. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. I need to be with y'all. I need to swing on a pole.
Be your ass still. You need to get ready for 50 tights in this.
Oh my god!
This horse dick special nigga he about to put on you.
Oh my goodness!
You know those special niggas. You finna get smashed on camera, Chuck. I'm sorry.
No, I can't see it. I know, right? See,
right.
I'm just saying, they are
fine. You might fucking fall in love. He might be what you're looking for.
No.
Let me quit. But look, because it sounds like they had you on the ropes. I don't want to talk you out of it. Hell no. That's funny. That's funny.
Man, I had to have y'all on mute, man. I was doing some other shit. Y'all niggas is crazy, but these are right, though.
I was about to take it to Twitter, and...
Oh, my goodness.
It's about to go down.
Right. It's
crazy.
About to go down.
Yeah. Hey, Diesel.
What up, cuz?
What y'all niggas got up? Y'all finna hit the bar, strip bar?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Y'all finna hit the strip bar?
One more time.
Said y'all finna hit the titty bar?
Yeah. It's about going to the crazy horse. It's like 40 cars, though. And I ain't even got my car yet, so I don't know if this is going to be a good idea.
Yeah, I just got to the crib, man. I'm going to be at the thing on Sunday, though. I'm there with y'all. But, yo, like...
What you got up tomorrow? You got to work?
I'm going to the studio with Jigsaw. Jigsaw recording up here.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean I'm free.
What time? I'm gonna call you in the morning.
Yeah, do that. So back to the business though. Where y'all go?
I'm tweeting.
Look, Chuck, do that shit.
No way.
Do that shit. There ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody else in front of that camera.
You said what?
Said who else gonna be in front of that camera?
We gonna spike your drink. Look, you gonna be straight. We'll have enough drugs for you.
I don't take drugs.
I'm just fucking with you.
Y'all will really be spiking. Seriously,
yeah.
That is not enough money to be fucking no 50 Tyson, though.
Yeah, it is.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You getting in it, too?
She asked my opinion in the middle of y'all trying to convince her to do it.
And what'd you say? If we could both do it?
No.
You're a liar. You want to get in on it, don't you?
No, sir. Ask me to be on the set. I'll be on the set, all right, fixing your hair and your makeup.
So you support it, but you won't do it.
I'll support it if she does it. I don't support it if she don't want to do it.
Full of shit.
I'm leaning for her not to do it. She has other things going on. She's not doing it. If she does, I'm not going to hate. I'm going to definitely be there for her.
That's 100.
She got other benches coming up.
That's 100.
You know what?
What up?
Somebody just said, is the world ready
for that. No, it's not.
Well, we make them ready for that. We make them ready for that.
Who? Oh.
You know, we make the world ready for that. They ready for that, so.
Wait a minute. What haven't you seen already?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what haven't you seen already? Like, you think you didn't see it all till the next day. Somebody say, nope.
Right.
You ain't seen this shit, so you might as well go ahead and get it in.
Right.
You want to hurt that man on camera?
Huh?
Chopper's gonna hurt that man on camera.
You said somebody gonna hurt him on camera.
She's gonna hurt him on camera.
You know what? I think it'll pop off. It's gonna make you the underground freak of the year.
Yes.
Millennium.
And let's go get him some more steam.
Yeah, he gonna blow up after that.
What? Nigga did the porno, what? Hey, big kid, you got all the rope.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay.
So you know this is a Chocolate Chip Charlie production, right? That's big head dude there. Chocolate Chip Charlie, motherfucker. Oh, man. Yeah,
that'd be live right there.
Yeah, okay.
If the money is right, you gonna do it? Yeah.
You said what?
And so if the money is right, you gonna do it?
Yes, if the paper's right, I'm gonna do it.
There it is, folks.
You gonna do it? Do that
she
shit.
Said if the money is right, she gonna do it.
Okay, there it is. She said the money right, she'll do it. Big head. Big head.
His head's so big he can't even hear you.
Right.
Oh, my God.
She, the ball in your court. She said the money right, she'll do it.
And he said, name your price.
Yes, now, Ashton, this is going to be the funny part. Now,
he said, Big Head said he's going to call you tomorrow.
I bet he is. Now, see, Ashton, now, Diesel is sitting here instigating and laughing, right?
I'm not instigating.
Now,
I'm trying to boss up. Trying to get y'all to boss up.
To boss up. Now, Ashton, the flip side about this is, you know, we have other people in Detroit that I know, and I can't even imagine what they're going to say.
Oh, you ain't got to worry about them.
Listen, you have heard anybody speak up against us here?
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's already worse enough. Trick thought it was
No. That's not what I asked you. Have you ever heard anybody speak up against us here?
Oh, of course not.
How about you, Mr. Scotty Mac?
Never, bro. Never.
Okay. And there it is. You got the shield on it, then the shield is on it. You feel
everything,
me?
It's all beautiful. Believe
if
that.
They hate it, they gonna hate it within. They better not damn dare.
It's all
I don't care what it is.
It's all wrong. Believe
right.
That.
I don't care what it is.
Throw that contract up and just be prepared to launch that man's career.
Oh, my
God. It's going to blow both of y'all up, 100.
As long as he don't come with a helmet.
What are you talking about?
He's going to need a helmet.
You said, what are you talking about, a helmet?
Oh, my goodness.
You ain't never seen that nigga with no helmet. Quit doing that.
I'm just saying, that might be his bedroom. His bedroom
has
material.
Stop it right now. You knock it off. Knock it off right now. Now you talking about him wearing a helmet. He don't.
What is that costume going to be, Chuck?
What is my costume going to be?
Yeah, what's your costume going to be for the movie?
A special ass school teacher. Hold on. That's just what I'm thinking. I don't know. You guys got any more ideas?
You a fucking fool, man. Oh man.
You don't have no more ideas, dude. Hey, hello. Big head. So they asked Chuck what she was going to dress up like, what one of the scenes going to be, and I just threw it out there, especially as school teacher. Your name is Edward. Your special ed teacher name is Miss Edward.
Oh my god! Like, so how did Big Head this even come up? Big Head, you got too much time on your hands to be coming up with shit
I, hold on. You are absolutely right. He need to be called out for this. Hold on.
Scotty, I can't.
What they want to know now is, how did you, in your sick, twisted mind, think of a porno between Chuck Mommy and 50 Tyson? No, I don't care. No. That, from the video, nothing. Because he gave you a shout out, you thought porn. Because he gave her a shout out on YouTube, you thought porn. He said he wanted to get in the porno. I couldn't follow him. He said he wanted to get in the porno with you. He said that in the drop he did.
No, he didn't.
They said no, he didn't. See, Big Head was on some twisted fantasy shit. Big Head was on some twisted fantasy shit, for real.
But he did tell me that on a phone call. When we were on the phone, he was like, he wanted to do one, but he didn't really want his face to be shown because of his career. But he really wanted to get into one with me.
That's what he said.
Oh, so he wanted to wear Nacho Libre.
Because of what career?
Well, what career? What the fuck is he talking about?
How many 50 Tyson downloads you got? Wait a minute, I did this last week, I'm sorry. I ain't trying to hold that nigga. But for real, like, this shit will really blow him up. Like, we'll talk to him, the money will get him together. That dollar sign will get him together.
Oh, yeah?
And we going to tell him to beat the brakes off of that motherfucker, cop. So you better take your ass to Pilates and yoga and everything. Every time the nigga going to kill you. You had to drink spinach and carrot juice shit, all kind of shit blended up. Like, you really got to get your shit together for this one.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, a goddamn fool.
Oh, my God, my stomach hurts. This really is Wild Out Friday because y'all done lost y'all motherfucking minds.
What? What happened? Hey, it just laughs all over the place. Hold on. I'm trying to catch up. No, really. Chai, we got no. Chai, when you come here, when you come to Detroit, when you say he's coming here?
Not
Baldy and Monsoon.
Okay, wait a minute. Now,
yeah, now we know. I'm saying we got a couple of homies that's going to toss it all the way up. Why?
Yeah.
And one of the niggas going to sing to you. One of y'all, one of the niggas going to sing to you.
Oh,
my God. Oh, gosh. Ashton.
Hey.
You
want
to talk to him? Hold on, Chuck. You got some questions for him? Because he going to be ready for you when you get here.
Put him on the phone.
Hello? How you doing? I'm doing good. How you doing?
Sounding all energetic over there. Yeah, man, we turned up over here for my girl Charlie Baltimore's birthday, man.
You lick ass, because I haven't had my ass licked in a minute.
You'll get your life changed, goddammit. You'll get it changed, goddammit. Don't talk about it. You heard about it, goddammit.
Okay, you get some
life change.
I hear that. Uh-huh. I need to change my life. I need some of
that
in my life.
You need some of that in your life,
I need some comeback dick. I need to fuck somebody that will make me want to come back and fuck them again.
Oh, I got the boomerang dick now.
Oh,
really?
Boomerang dick.
I got it, goddammit.
How tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
How tall am I? I'm 6'5", size 15 shoe, goddammit.
Woo! Shoe size don't mean that immovable.
I'm 6'5",
size 10. His dick small
size.
As hell, so I don't go by shoe size.
I'm 6'5", though, if that's any consolation.
Now, you know what? You can send me a picture of your hand. That's what you can do.
A picture of my hand?
Yes, because I need to measure that middle finger to the wrist to see what you're working with.
I can do that. I have one of them take a picture of my hand and send it to you.
Yeah, and take a picture of your face, because the face is, it got to be on point. But I don't think, you know, the Google Squad have ugly niggas around them, unless they're bodyguards.
Why bodyguards gotta be ugly niggas?
They don't care about their face getting fucked up.
Oh, shit.
That's fucked up.
Shit. That is fucked up. That's a fucked up stereotype right there. Shit.
It's fucked up.
I'm already ugly.
Well, ain't no ugly niggas this way. We are getting it in over this way. Goon Squad
is all beautiful cats, man.
All right, GSM, man. You know what I'm saying? We got that step your life up upbringing. You know what I'm saying? We got to look good at what we represent, man. We represent class and, you know what I'm saying, and bossism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You fuck with a squad guy. You fuck with a squad guy, you doing a step up.
Okay, so.
You stepping your own life up, you fuck with a squad guy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? You lick your ass, it'll change your life.
it'll change your life, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
I
can fuck you from the back and blow your ass at the same time.
Yeah,
I need somebody I can pee on. I need somebody I can piss on.
Oh, no, I ain't with that.
I'm not cut like that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't do shit like that.
50 Tyson might be with it, though.
He might. Oh, you know what?
Oh, 50 Tyson.
The white people will love that. They will download that shit 3 times over.
I mean, that's some getting money shit, but, you know what I'm saying, we got to do some paperwork for that shit happen.
Okay, and then, you know, you mind if I, you know, I like to play with dicks with my feet. Is that a problem?
You like to make a foot pussy, huh? Is that what it's called, a foot pussy?
You know exactly what that is. It's the name and everything.
Hey, did you know Detroit is rated the third most kinkiest place on the list in the United States? Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. You know what I'm saying? As long as you cut them goddamn toenails, shit.
My feet are fine. Yeah, my feet are fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Hey, cuz.
Cuz,
she don't know nothing about this 313 right here, man.
Nah, man. We get it in over this way, man. We turned up all the goddamn time.
She got to come here. Now, we've been there, but she got to come here, man.
Yeah, she definitely got it. So when you come in here, so we can go ahead and turn you all the way out.
Oh, my goodness.
Or all the way up.
You know what I'm saying? When you coming? When you coming? We got to schedule a date so we can take you. So we can take you out a night on the town. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing going to happen with you because you with the GSM. You know what I'm saying?
You
ain't nothing going to happen to you. You're going to have the best time of your life.
You know what, though, cuz? Like, on some real talk, what she don't know is how GSM rolls. She don't know that when she with GSM, she is a one beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
She don't
know that. She 100, man. Untouchable. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got to have permission to come talk to you. It's all type of shit to go on.
What? You want to come with me? I want your Epsom salt.
Epsom salt. You hear that, cuz? You said the Epsom salt.
Girl, ain't none of them niggas in here be interested. I don't need that. I'm good.
Huh?
I'm good. Well, I'm not giving them no pussy. I'm celibate. I'm celibate
until
I make this movie.
You gotta
take, get ready for dog.
One of the vinegar baths, tighten that shit back up, huh?
Oh, no, my shit is naturally tight, boo-boo. No, we don't take the vinegar names over here.
So you ain't got to take no vinegar bath. You ain't got to take no holy bath to tighten that shit back up, huh?
Oh, no, it stay tight. 24-7.
Well, 25-8, my bad. What's the inches on your ass? How big is your ass?
I have a little booty.
You got a little booty.
Yeah, she little, cuz. She
a
little small.
She asked a question, but I'm asking her, goddamn. Huh? What? Oh, all right. Chalk, did you ask if he's going to... What's going on here?
A whole bunch of shit, Diesel. Oh,
you
did, my God.
It sounded like he done walked off. He done turned his back to us. We outside in the suburbs, loud as hell. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on with y'all. With y'all.
What kind of booty I had. So this is what I'm going to do for you, Diesel. I'm going to send you some pictures, and you can show him what kind of booty I got.
No, we go. You just play some music, and then you play some music, and then you can send them to him, because I don't want to be middleman and no naked pictures.
It's too late. One has already left the building.
Oh, shit. So now I got to send him to the...
What you say, motherfucker?
Okay, I'll take that. So wait. You done sent it to my phone.
What's the hang up is going?
Okay, they trying to figure out what happened in North Carolina. They trying to get the real dirt on Fayetteville Underground Summer Jam weekend. They trying to get the real dirt, Roscoe is. Nah, I'm compelled to not believe you. Y'all had a bottle of 1800. That's strike 1, 2, and 3 right there.
First of all,
you said that's all three.
Any of the 1800.
That was mine. That was my idea.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Matter of fact,
I left with more than half a gallon of my Sky Vodka, and I still have my bottle. The amount of liquor that I had when I left Fayetteville, I still got it. It's in my drawer.
Okay. Okay, Ronco got some questions he want
to
ask because he don't believe it either.
Hold on one second.
I told you this is the Goon Squad takeover. Hold on.
I'm finna fuck the skull. Skull crazy ass.
Hey, Chop.
Yes.
Hey, Chop.
Yes. Yes.
You gonna keep it 100 with me all the way?
Yes.
This Roscoe.
Oh, hey Roscoe, how you doing?
Why don't you do that shit now? Don't you do that shit?
How you doing with your cute
ass? Daddy.
She's like, oh, hey Roscoe. What happened in the
Scotty right there on the phone too? I think
Scotty on the phone too.
Yeah, I'm on the phone, baby.
Oh, man. See, now, there you go, right here. Here, this is it.
Oh,
hey, Scotty and Chop, what happened in that room when y'all had that big bottle of
1800? I did not drink with that 1800.
What crazy night. What did you have on?
And the feelings. Don't forget about them feelings.
Don't forget about the feelings he had on. Oh, wait a minute. I heard Crazy Nate was at breakfast. What was he was in? A tank top.
Roscoe, man, ain't no. All right,
listen.
Wrong,
let
man.
Me tell you what happened. This is Big Head on the line.
Oh,
woke
man.
Up out of my sleep, freshened up, went to breakfast. When I got down there where the breakfast shit was at, Cuz was down there with an all red tank top short set on. And it looked like it belonged to his baby brother, who is now 8 years old.
She's talking about Crazy Nate.
And Cuz had on some feelers. They was the throwback feelers, too. They was the ones, what you call them?
Retro.
But they was real retros because they ain't the ones that they brought back. They the real ones from 91. Hey, them bitches was leaning, talking, thinking, and walking on their own.
Now, this Roscoe back on the phone. So y'all gonna keep it 100 with me, what happened in that room?
Yeah, so
my man, 100. My man, Jay Less want to know, too.
I keep it 100, man. But, you know, Chuck is my homegirl. It wasn't nothing like that, was it, baby?
You hear that? That's bullshit number one right there. I just want y'all to know.
Nah.
Hey. Yeah,
me and
Doc number one. He said it wasn't nothing like that. They was in a hotel.
Oh, here they go, Chop.
Hold on.
So they all spend all shit. This is what happened. I came and I spent the weekend in their room. I shared a bed with Scotty. I had on my pajamas. He slept on one side of the bed. I slept on the other side of the bed. And then when I went to go visit other people, they left me out in the hallway. I'm not going to call no names. Big head stolen
Jesus. Who left you in the hallway? Who left you in the hallway? You ain't. Who left you in the hallway? Big head left you in the hallway?
But Stone Diva and Big Head. But, you know, I spent a lot of time, you know, on the road with Nate and Scotty and coming out and supporting y'all at that venue where they gave us that bootleg bottle of whatever the fuck it was.
Champagne or whatever, right.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm looking at Diesel looking at me. I should have went ahead and took Diesel up on that drink offer instead of getting that damn bottle that nobody, we all took a sip and we looked at each other and was trying to figure out who the fuck we could give it to. But honestly, they drank the 1800. They was killed and nobody really drank my shit. Scotty was drunk and Scotty was messing with some other chicks at the venue and I was just sitting in the car because I wanted to go to sleep because him and Crazy Nate snore like shit. And Diesel didn't invite me because he had his best friend. And, I mean, I guess I could have.
Hey, hold on. I got, hold on. The homie's tripping. I got to pause for station identification.
Ashton?
Yes.
You know nothing didn't happen, right?
I can hear that nothing happened.
But these dudes don't want to believe it. Like, you know, Scotty is one of the few people that can say he slept in the bed beside me and nothing happened.
That was a complete government.
Yeah, ain't nothing go down. You know what I mean? Me and Chuck, that's my own girl. You know? Like my sister.
So, you know, it was all good.
Hold on, we got another
taker
for when you touch down, child. You might be getting a hold of some prime USDA. Keep wrapping up for me, man. No, keep wrapping up. You just put a pen on top of for me then. Thank you.
I actually behaved myself the whole weekend. I conducted myself in an orderly fashion until Trick Trick saw my drawers at the pool when I thought I had my legs closed.
That was funny. That was
you
funny.
Did
when
that
OG
that shit
when
ain't
OG
funny because there's no video.
That shit was funny. OG was like, nah, they going to see this, and they going to see me looking down there. That shit was funny. We got that on video. That
yeah, we yeah, like, Chuck, we got you on deck down here. You gonna have some shit to choose from.
As long as they can handle the felony hanging, that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
He said, as long as y'all can handle the felony head game. You hear the? Hold on, I got two felony head game takers right here. Hold on.
Oh shit. Uh oh, you fucking with the squad.
Hello?
Can you handle the scheme team?
Can you handle the scheme team?
Yeah, like
what
team,
is that?
Like we're scheming. Like
that's
we're
DJ
scheming.
Okay.
Yeah, we're scheming. Supreme scheming at its finest. Oh my God, I'm looking at you on this website, and I want
you could get all this sausage meat inside of your poutine pie.
You can get it right now, honestly. If you was at the crib in my bed right now, I'd be on my way to the crib.
Squad, baby. Yo, Chuck, hey, you on deck. You on deck in the D.
All right, this sausage pie.
Diesel.
You?
Y'all ain't
hey, Chuck,
ready.
Hold on, Chuck. Hold on, dog. I want to ask you
that. Hey, Chuck, what'd you say? I'm going to get in the goon squad one way or the other, huh?
Trick.
That was dog.
That was dog right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all is killing me. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
I told you this is going to be a takeover.
I'm just trying to do my little thing, and y'all just coming
yeah,
at me like,
oh,
my God.
Yeah, we swarmed you. I told you it was going to be a takeover.
Oh, God.
Chuck, so dig this. Chuck and Ashton, when y'all coming up here to have fun with us, man?
I'm going to have to really think about that because now that I know it's a bunch of dick waiting for me, and I haven't, oh, Lord have mercy, I'm really going to have to think about that because, oh, boy, Diesel made sure that when I leave, the same way I came to Detroit will not be the same way I leave. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't.
You won't drive.
Hold on, Scotty. Hold on. See, because you gotta set a standard because I didn't receive the same treatment in North Carolina. So I guess I got to show you how it's done. You ain't even get us nobody to fries no chicken. Damn. Where's the love? Hey, we couldn't get no potato salad. We couldn't get no hugs, nothing. Stop came down that dolo.
Oh my gosh. First of all, y'all was in Fayetteville. I tried to maneuver some shit to get y'all in Greensboro.
I don't wanna hear that. You supposed to get your homegirls to mob out and roll up.
Man, look. Don't nobody come to Fayetteville. Y'all see
that. You just wanted the attention for yourself. That's all. Scotty, you peep my game, Scotty?
Yeah, I peep it.
Yeah, she want all the attention for herself.
Scotty, really? Really?
Oh,
you a funny kind of bandit?
Hold on. Listen, if you anywhere in Michigan, punk, we're going to make sure you straight. I don't want to hear nothing about no Fayetteville.
Nobody
want to
come to
Fayetteville,
honestly.
I don't care. We came down there. What you talking about? Don't nobody want to come to Fayetteville?
Man, because y'all didn't really know the truth about Fayetteville. Fayetteville is some shit.
Okay.
And
I see
how
it is.
Scotty, will you tell Mr. Diesel that I was trying to get y'all to come to Greensboro and I was trying to maneuver some shit? Because
you supposed to get on the horn like, bitch, it's a real niggas down in Fayetteville this weekend. Let's go.
Yeah.
100
niggas.
That week, you got to remember the money.
No, you keep making excuses on it, punk. You don't get no excuse. You knew we was coming down there for months.
Actually, I wasn't sure. That's another issue.
That's my four or five of them.
You are in my feelings. I'm about to cry.
That's because you're making excuses. We're not going to accept that. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but you're not owning that. When people come to your home, you're supposed to make them feel welcome.
Okay, but that's not my home. I tried to get y'all to come
Listen,
to my home.
Listen, you live in North Carolina, damn it. How far were you from Fayetteville?
2 hours.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example. 2 hours. Grand Rapids, how far from Detroit? Scotty, two and a half hours?
About 2.5 hours. Flint, same thing.
So the homies knew come to Grand Rapids. We mobbing the Grand Rapids. Mobbing. Whatever the homie need, we mobbing to Grand Rapids. Whatever they need.
Yeah.
100, Scotty. 100.
Right.
Chalk. That's how I'm supposed to be.
Because for one, Diesel, you wasn't down. You did the honorable thing, and you stayed behind with Scotty and Crazy Nate. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So
they don't got nothing to do with nothing.
Yes, they do. Because it was a question mark whether y'all was gonna make it in time or not. Am I wrong, Scotty?
Scotty, how many excuses is that? That's five now?
It's like five right now, sir.
Okay,
Scotty,
tell us the truth.
Yeah, it was about the jail shit, the lockup shit with Nate and shit.
Okay, on time, she knew we wasn't canceling.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no excuse, child. Why don't you just own it?
First of all, I left.
Listen, you go first of all again. Yeah. Okay.
I own it. It's mine. I accept it.
Yeah. You see on your visit here, we'll teach you how it's done.
I'm scared.
Nah, I love you, I ain't big badass.
You ain't supposed to be scared.
I'm staying in Diesel House.
What you
scared
of?
Okay,
well, you in
Diesel
House. You in Diesel House. You in Trick House. You in the Goon Squad House. What you scared for?
You all right?
Yeah.
What you scared of?
You know what? I'm going to make sure to secure that. I am sleeping in the bed with Diesel. That way I know ain't nothing about to happen to me. Ain't no dick going up for me, nothing. It's going to be a good...
No. It's not about
that. Not you scared.
Stop. It's not about that. It's
just,
about happening.
I just don't want people to be feeling a certain kind of way when I leave. That's all.
Chuck, it's about having a good time. When you roll with the squad, you have a beautiful time.
I'm going to have a good time. And then I'm going to lay up in the bed with Diesel because he's like my brother.
Nah, negative.
Negative, Batman.
Yeah, negative.
Negative, Batman.
You don't get what you ask for.
You lay in the bed
you're going to be okay with it. So, hush.
You lay in the bed with that man.
Oh my gosh. Ain't no win.
But back to the original. Back to the original whole thing. 50 Tyson, Chalk Money. Who wants to see that?
What you say?
I said back to the original plan. Chalk and 50. What's up with that?
We gonna talk numbers tomorrow, and if Big Head can make the numbers pop, and you know I talk to my people, and you know the numbers are fair, then you know it's going down. It might be a Black Friday event. I'll even go as far as to making that shit a pay-per-view event.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm going to be like,
I'm going to tell you what they're doing. Right now, they laying out the whole blueprint of you and 50 types of porno right now.
that shit will pop. I want my big head.
They say it's about to go down.
Oh my God. Ashton, people are hitting me up on BBM. Is like, yes. Somebody is like, J Dot is like, do it. Let me shoot it. Like,
hold on. I have people on Twitter, BBM, and everything blowing up. Like, yeah, you should do it. You should do it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Chocolate Chip Charlie ain't got no time to waste.
Okay, now who's going to do the soundtrack? Who's going to do the soundtrack?
Goon Squad.
Yeah, we going to do it. What do you mean, who's going to do the soundtrack?
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Hold on,
Goon Squad.
I'm going to chop in your throat. I'm going to try.
No. Ashton, you're not helping the cause at all.
I didn't hear you. What happened?
Ashton is not helping the cause.
I said that I didn't condone it, but I support you. You said if the numbers are good, then you all for it. So I'll be there to support you.
I'm just messing with you. Oh, man. Okay.
She gonna come around. Oh my goodness.
We gonna draw it up. Get the play rolling.
100.
Yeah.
Diesel, you supposed to
You supposed to be on my side.
Survey, this might be $1 million
deal. What you talking about your side? What you talking about? I am on your side. I'm advocating a deal here.
Okay.
So they're going to pay you for that.
That's a residual income.
Now, people
hitting me up, asking me to be my manager because of this. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Salute.
It's all good. It's all good. Gonna be all good.
According to the responses, it might be $1 million.
You know what? You're right. It's gonna. I feel like it might be very, very lucrative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extremely lucrative.
Yeah.
Does 50 Tyson get to put down one of his tracks in the background?
All right, now the music is a whole different thing. I really ain't got nothing to do with that.
He can't put down one
of those tracks. Hey, cuz, what's going to be the title track for that?
Oh, wait.
T-shirt and my helmet on.
No, that's going to be the title. That's going to be the title track. Oh, wait.
Oh,
that's right. Ooh wee, starring Chalk Mommy and 50 Tyson. Featuring 50 Tyson and Chalk Mommy.
Ooh wee.
And Special Kid goes to detention. You've been a bad boy. How about that? That's the scene number one. You've been a bad boy.
Then scene two,
you're going to be a bus driver on the short bus. And then you all going to smash on the bus. Yep, I'm on it.
What's going to be the name of the whole porno, though, bro?
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
You heard me before. Oh, wait. Oh, you said the whole thing. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to step in and say something on both of our behalves because they out of order. They are so out of order.
Nah. We on point.
She said we on point. Listen, you know, I really don't want to see you out there fucking on no special person, but if the masses want it, I can't stump your money. But that has to be an easy prediction of $1 million or so for you.
You said what?
It has to be $1 million deal.
$1 million deal?
Yeah, you know what's going to be crazy? Because, first of all, my fans will be seeing my first complete full project, right?
Full length.
And
I thought you had a video out there.
I have.
It was a snippet.
A snippet. Yeah.
They seen a snippet of your snippet, right?
Yeah, and they ready to see some big shit. You feel me? So,
hey,
okay. Well, Big Head gonna call you tomorrow, and y'all can talk about it then.
Diesel ain't seen your snippets, Chuck. Diesel ain't seen your snippets.
No.
Yeah, cuz I got a few.
I got
a few of them, cuz.
I see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Scotty, why do you have a few of them?
Because, Chuck, you sent me them. Remember when you were thinking about doing the first one? Remember that?
Oh, maybe.
Right. It ain't me and Chalk. Damn, everybody thinking me and Chalk did some shit out of time. We ain't do nothing, man. We ain't done nothing.
That's because they got their minds in the gutter.
What a man. Me and Chalk chilled out, man.
And see what's crazy is, I can sleep in the bed with Diesel, nothing will happen. I can sleep in the bed with Big Head, nothing will happen. I can sleep in the bed with Skull, nothing can happen. I can sleep with the people that I met in Fayetteville, nothing will happen. I most definitely know if I slept in the bed with Big Knot, nothing would happen because that motherfucker would probably sleep on with about 4 or 5 pair of clothes on and have pillows all in the middle of the bed with his scary ass. I know nothing most definitely would happen with that. So I feel very confident knowing that I can sleep with y'all. Nothing can happen. I can be butt-ass naked, and nothing will happen. Y'all won't even pay no attention to me. They'll be like, oh, that's no shot, and just keep it moving.
Who are, what you talking about? Hold on. What?
Oh, goddamn, Diesel. Nothing, Diesel. You missed the whole hookup, bro.
Yeah, these rude Negroes, I walk away from them, they walk closer to me. You don't hear them?
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are retarded. Like, for real.
Yeah.
I really had, oh, my God, here go Mo. I can't do him.
Oh, shit. Let Mo in.
No.
Let Mo in. Let Mo in. You got to let Mo in.
It's about to be ugly. It's about to be real ugly.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear, Mo. Mo, you better have some radio manners, nigga. You better have some Chaglani manners. Mo.
What up, y'all? What's going on, y'all?
Mo, what up, though? This is Scotty Mac. What's up, Mo?
What's poppin', Scotty Mac? Yo, Chuck, I'm feeling the way. I was in the laundry for like 2 hours. I was in queue, and y'all put me in not one time. I'm feeling the way.
You know, if you had your shorty with you, so, you know, you all right.
Well, she ain't with me now, but Chalk Mommy, I hear all that hot shit, these is what I'm talking. But you ain't laying in the bed next to me, you gonna get it. I'm your friend, I'm your cousin, I'm your third uncle, you gonna get it.
You said your third uncle.
You this thing in these. Third uncle.
Don't pay Mo any attention. Mo is special. He's kind of special like other people we know.
Mo is real. Mo be keeping it real.
Wow.
Hey, Mo. You hear me, Mo? So what you think about the Chalk Mommy 50 Tyson porno, Mo?
I ain't gonna lie, I want to see the little retarded nigga tear up. I got it. If he catches season son in the
pussy. Oh my God!
You are the worst. Oh my God! Oh my God!
You're stupid, man.
Mommy, turn it over, baby. Turn it over.
Hey, Mo, remember, what did we say? We told Chalk this was going to happen, didn't we?
Yeah.
Remember, we told her that shit when she first interviewed him and shit.
Yeah? She got it. She got her wishes.
So,
she got her little retarded lover.
She got her what?
She got her little retarded lover.
A little special lover.
A little special lover.
Hell no, y'all wrong.
A little special lover. That's some shit.
Oh, please.
Y'all tell him, Chalk, he might do some things that ain't never been happened to you before.
I tell him, man, she better go do some yoga, man. He gonna shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
damn, we made her leave her own show.
No, she got kicked off and me trying to add her back on. I'm trying to call her back
in. I don't believe it. She's been back online right about now. We don't hurt her.
That nigga hung her up. Yeah, hung her up.
You gonna have to sign off, right? Because we over the limit, right? Our manager's up.
No, I'm trying to stay on because she has a response for you guys. And
she ain't responded the whole damn show. What are you talking about? She has the response.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to do the 50 type thing.
She's not going to do the video?
Yeah, you talking to the person trying to talk her out of it.
Right. You trying to talk out of it, yo? Why?
She gonna send her a long ass email tonight. Watch on her BlackBerry.
Oh man, damn, bro! Fuck. You gotta see that like that, man. I'm a third uncle, man. Why you gotta get at the BlackBerry?
Oh, man. I just had to take no cheap shots here and there. Sorry.
Oh, man. Y'all niggas is crazy, man.
No, I came on the show and just spoiled the move. My bad.
Man. She really been taking shots the whole night, so she kind of needed you to come in so she could hang up on her.
Oh, she just texted me. She's like, call me on a three-way. I just got kicked off. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this.
Oh, no. How the hell you get kicked out of the house you own? That's some bullshit, Rondo.
Yep.
Oh, she knows she's going to hear it. How the hell you get kicked off your own show, Oprah?
Right.
Uh-oh. Hey, you know she's going to hear it. Wow. Well, they might be letting her do after dark.
You there, child?
I got hung up on. It's all good. Y'all kicked me out my office. See that? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You hung up.
I heard y'all had jokes.
No, really, we've been on this tip all night. You ain't heard we had jokes.
Yes, I did. Because Ashton, matter of fact, hold on. Somebody called me and told me y'all had jokes.
50 Tyson called?
50.
That's why I took so long to call it.
Yeah. That's just what he texted. Oh, so they got jokes?
Mm-hmm. Which one of them niggas called me a little retarded nigga?
How you gonna get out of this?
What's wrong, y'all niggas said the gap in my teeth got caught on your clip?
Chuck.
Where she go?
Y'all dead ass wrong.
Oh, there she go. Chuck.
Y'all dead ass wrong. I just want y'all to know that.
Why we wrong? Why we wrong?
Y'all got jokes?
Who's joking?
Come on, Chocolate. If I was sitting there playing with a little retarded bitch, you would tear me up. You're sitting there going to capitalize off of his disability.
if Diesel was doing this, you would have a million jokes, wouldn't you?
Me? No, I wouldn't have a million jokes.
Hold
on.
Y'all, hold on one second.
Yeah.
She gonna capitalize off of nigga disability. That's some shit.
if it was you and me, it'd be a million jokes, right?
They still got fucking jokes. They still got jokes.
Big Head, you care to share that with the audience?